I know that there are network people who ask for hands on hips, shake your head, more money attitude, more life, more deef. Everybody wear, put the hat on backwards, everybody walk with the hip walk. And they all center around what I call minstrel show characters.
The Don and Mike Show.
You guys, you'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
It's Bill Cosby.
Who he?
The Bill Cosby Show.
He's a very famous man.
Who he?
He's pretty good.
Pretty good.
When he's pretty good.
Okay, George McFly.
Yeah, what about him?
Before George McFly, Mike, it's time for the daily question.
Yes.
Last night,
You
stayed on the wagon, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Day 11. Planning actually my future endeavors around it. You know, thinking to the weekend, what to do, my life being so empty now. But no, I'm going to,
thought about your liver lately.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's when I will be breaking out.
What time?
But also breaking out. Look, the reason I'm doing it that night is because really you can't get so crazy the night before Thanksgiving. Cause even though it's a day off, I've got, to make dinner the next day.
Yes.
So, you know, that's it.
And you've never done that hungover.
But I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, I'd like to enjoy it. I'd like to enjoy it if I go so far that I don't want to be in the fetal position, I can't enjoy a good Thanksgiving dinner.
I know there have been years when you had the night before where I would get the call from you like at 4 in the afternoon. How's it going?
Oh, I guess it's okay.
Because really, there was, I guess it was not, God, I'm trying to
think. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will, and this is the truth.
Okay.
I will, as soon, and you're up early no matter what.
Correct.
Holiday, whatever day, you're up early.
Right.
You will be, no matter what, I'm talking about when the eyes open, I will call you. Now, obviously, if it's 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm running off to the bathroom or something, I won't call you then. But when I officially open my eyes and I'm ready to start, now I don't want to put it that way. When I wake up, when I really wake up on Thanksgiving
morning,
I will call you.
Thank you.
And no matter, I will call you before even preparing my throat to talk to people.
Hey.
I will call you.
What a wonderful treat. I have faith in you. We're proud of you. It's been.
And I'm hoping I can do it before the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
11. Oh yeah, you will. You'll get it before the Today Show is off.
It won't be a long conversation, it'll just be checking in with you.
Stuff but it's do. 11 days in a row now.
Mm-hmm. Is it 11 days in a row?
11 down, 14 to go.
Yeah. We're not even, God, it's ponderous, man. Ponderous. We're not even at the halfway mark?
Not quite.
God.
Almost.
Dang.
What do you do every day at happy hour?
Dang.
Rubber balls and liquor.
It's like unhappy hour, though, right?
Yeah, but I'm going out this evening, and so the kind of an experimental evening to see, you know, how I do late. I'm going out late night tonight.
Oh, temptation, thy name is late night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is probably the first where, you know, I'll be going home, hanging out at home, and heading out for
later. Are you going out with your backup band, the Enablers?
I believe they're all going to be there. Yeah. The Enablers will be there. I'm going to see what happens. Well, but you know, it's not like I can't handle that.
Of course,
I've handled that before earlier in the evening. It's just when it's raucous.
Yeah, you know, as Bon Jovi
and I can
sings,
always hide.
It's your life, you
right?
Know, as Billy Joel sings, "It's my life." You know, it's your life. You'll do what you want. I mean, I told you
it's public now. I'm using that for motivation.
Right. Help. But I told you.
Hey,
if I
can't last 25 days, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
Well, if I can't do that,
yeah,
then I've got a problem.
Well, you do. I mean, but Mike, so do I. I don't know if I could go 25 days without knowing that when I got home at night that there was going to be that nice big 8 to 24 ounces waiting for me.
You know what I've been doing to substitute?
What?
Candy.
Yeah, we'll see.
Candy.
And that's not good because
you're getting the weight back.
So it's 11, only 11 days. Huh?
Yeah. So, but now, when you get past the 25 days,
mm-hmm.
are you doing this just to what? To dry out?
Yeah.
Just to clean out
just
your
to
system?
Just to take a break.
And then you just...
It's always good, and then I'll do it again, right. Like, after the first of the year.
Oh, I got
like you. Around, you know, between...
so you're going to do
between
like...
Between Super Bowl and St. Patrick's.
You're going to do like a Leaving Las Vegas.
Is that the movie with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I thought he didn't take any breaks, did he? Didn't he die of alcohol poisoning?
No, he did. I was thinking of you after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
When you've got the time between Thanksgiving and New Year's, that's when you've got the potential for leaving.
For
Las
leaving.
Vegas.
Oh yes, yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah. Yes, but of course. Yeah. Well, that's the holiday season.
Yes, festive.
You know, all bets are off. You know, I'm going to be well behaved for a short period of time, but I can't be a saint through the first of the year.
Of course
no.
You can't. And besides, what the hell?
Can't begrudge a man celebrating religious holiday. It's Christmas.
That's right.
It's true.
Let's drink for the J-Man. Let's have another Jägerbomb for the J-Man.
But when I go away at...
And you know, Jägermeister, it's the soft J.
Yes, it is.
It's not
Jägermeister.
Jägermeister.
Primary ingredient in a redheaded slut.
Jägermeister?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the toughest thing for me to veer away from.
The redheaded slut.
Yeah, they're fruity. They got a little cranberry in them. You're telling me, pal.
Yeah. You're telling me.
And give her Jägermeister.
It's hard to find a natural redheaded slut.
Almost impossible.
It can be done, though.
They're out there.
Oh, it can be done like you have. Listen to him. Look at him.
Of course he has.
Look at Mr. Sex-a-Lot.
I'm just
Sir
saying.
Sex-a-Lot.
Wednesday Buzz.
Just look at him. That
yeah, hello. Okay. Stay Buzz.
Don and Mike show.
I'm there.
You ever had a redheaded slut, Buzz, in real life?
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Not to drink.
Not to drink.
Of course you have. Got it. You know, just one day, I think this will sound incredibly gay.
Was it before she met Desi?
Back in the days, Buzz actually encouraged Lucia when he was having the affair.
This will sound gay, but I think maybe in my next life I'd like to come back as Buzz's penis.
Really?
You don't want to come back as a body part. You want to come back as the whole thing.
No, there's too much going on there with Buzz. It's too complicated if I would have to be Buzz.
Yeah.
But just to be his penis, boy.
It's a good life.
Action central.
I might want to come back as a dog, as a well-taken care of dog that hasn't been neutered.
Yeah, but dogs are so stupid. But they're happy.
They're totally happy. Exactly. What do they do? I mean,
they sleep. They eat treats. They lick themselves. They lick themselves.
Eat they poop. They pursue other dogs. All the things that really give us pleasure outside of gambling.
Mm.
Dogs gamble every time they cross the street.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Oh, I think you're the best.
Oh, you're goddamn right. Thank you for that, honey. Nothing wrong with a little affirmation every once. Who is this? Michael Hughes? Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That would actually necessitate him picking up the phone to call.
Not going
to
happen.
Or to chat. But, Michael, if you're out there listening, and I know if you're not, somebody is.
Somebody will report back to him.
They'll report back to you. The good news is, Michael, that things with our relationship are okay because, as always is the case now, I talked to your boss today,
right.
Michael. I had a nice talk with the president of the company today.
Good.
Just because he was concerned about how we're doing. You know, and he mentioned how are things with Michael. And I said, you know, funniest thing.
Don't know.
Since we had
tough
that,
for you to answer that question.
Since we had that thing on Thursday, that little prank that we played on him, he's not spoken a word to me.
Well,
not a word.
Well, that's kind of the way it is most of the time.
Not a word. Mm-hmm. But it's okay because I would really much rather do the show like that. I would rather do the show without a general manager. You know, and now we can drop the facade that he's the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's a nothing around here.
Right.
And just the last thing I'd like to say to this guy.
When is Mike's band going to be playing?
What? When is Mike's band?
Your band, the Enablers. Where are they playing?
Oh, the Enablers? The Enablers. I think we're going to be at the Birchmere.
Mike's
when?
Band.
This weekend.
Oh, cool. On Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday noon.
Late.
For you. Whose band do you think is more significant, Terry Bradshaw or Mike's band, Crap?
Wait, well, who is this guy? What's this, a dual phone call or
yes,
what?
Yes, it's like, I believe it's like Regis and Kelly calling us.
Yeah, it is.
Are you doing the He Said, She Said show or what?
Hello? What are you, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife?
What is the relationship with you two?
We're both single.
No, are you co-workers?
No.
So how come you're together right now? Are you an item?
No.
Then why are you together on the same telephone?
No, we just like you.
Yeah, but you must like each other, too.
Doesn't matter.
Well, we like you more, though.
Is there any kind of potential for a relationship between you two?
No, but we have a really good guy for your producer.
Beth Ann.
For Beth Ann?
What's that fellow's name?
Like, he set up with her.
What's that fellow's name?
Dr. Love is his name.
Mm. He's been sending her emails, but I don't think...
You know, beware of the guy that hides behind the woman.
Well, you're not getting any straight answers.
No, you're not.
They're not coworkers. They're not an item. Why are they together in the middle of the day? Why? They haven't answered that question.
He's not man boobs.
That's not an answer.
What did they
say? Again, because he has man boobs. Again, not an answer. And not that funny.
Is there any alcohol involved in this call?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Are you planning on having sex with this fat guy later?
I don't think so.
And he's not your supervisor?
Nope.
All right, listen, let's drop this mic. It's time for the Celebrity Hotline. It's Connie Chung and Maury Povich on the phone.
That was as fat as Mike, even if he lost 30 pounds.
No, Mike's not fat. I think he's skinny.
What was that, pal?
I said no one's as fat as you.
Oh, so you're hiding behind the woman, and now you're going to challenge me with your
nice.
Girlfriend there?
He can't hide because he can't.
Faggot says what?
Fat.
Faggot says
That's
what?
More like Don.
Faggot says what?
Hold on now. Hold on. Honey,
you got to shut up for a second. We got a bone to pick with your buddy
apparently
here.
Apparently, your boyfriend would rather be one of the mental midgets that argues with us, so it's okay.
Why don't you get off the phone and let's just talk to this guy?
Let's just talk to Mr.
Okay,
Mitz.
Well, I'll talk to him.
Because you're going to get in the way.
Here he is.
See you Sunday.
Here he is. So anyway.
Go ahead.
No. Why don't you pick up the phone, pal?
I tried to pick up a chick first.
What's your problem?
No, smartass, why don't you pick up the phone?
Bud, what's your problem? You call the show, the chick says...
I mean, does the lady calls the show? You're too much of a woman to not call yourself.
You're in the background, you're yelling stuff, you say something about Mike being fat, you say I'm a faggot. Why'd you say it to our faces? What's the problem? And plus, why come on with the stuff that you love the show?
Yeah, what is that? What's that all about?
No, come on. Not acceptable. Really not acceptable.
No,
what's
like
up?
we play with the tape. Explain yourself. No, let's wait.
You are so beautiful.
What did she say in the background?
To me.
What did your mommy tell you?
You're everything I hope for.
What a waste. What a waste of oxygen.
What a dick.
Waste of space.
Why are we the only show that gets
people like this, you know, that have an agenda?
No, the problem is we're the only show that takes calls like this, unscreen calls, and then just doesn't get rid of them right away.
Yeah, we don't hang up on them.
We don't know how to get rid of them.
Because we love to hate them.
That's all right.
All right. Hey, so far your comebacks are terrific, a-hole.
So listen, fat faggot, what can we do for you?
We just called to say we love you.
Kiss my ass.
My lips aren't big enough, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Oh, I thought Mike was the fat one. I thought I was the fag one.
No, when,
Hey, buddy, you know what? What is your deal? Seriously.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, buddy.
We've given you a little airtime to sneak in your little comments.
This is a grease man.
Hey, listen, put the chick back on the phone.
All right, hold on. The chick's here.
I'll bet he has a driver's license.
About what?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Move on.
Stay out of the chick.
Are you guys still there?
Listen, pick up the phone. Take it off the speaker.
Hello?
Okay. What the frig are you doing with that guy?
Is he trying to impress you?
He's probably trying to impress you guys.
No, is he trying to impress you? I asked you a direct question.
I don't think so.
What do you think his reasons are? What do you think he's doing?
I don't know. Okay,
you do. No, that's not true either. You must have an idea.
I think he just likes you guys.
No, shut up for a second, and let's get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Why are you two together calling us? Tell us why you are in the same room
because
together.
And now we're going to throw out the fact that either one of you likes us, because this call hasn't really been based on that. The way I've understood it is that you guys are just busting balls.
I think you might like us,
he does.
But regardless,
every day.
Regardless, nevertheless, why tell him to shut up?
He's
tell us.
100 pounds. You on the Biggest Loser.
You tell us.
Pardon me?
You tell us why you are in a room with him. Answer that question.
Oh, because I was just walking by and I heard him talking.
Okay. Stop. Where were you walking by?
His office.
Okay.
Oh, so you are co-workers
at work. So you lied about that. Also, when I picked up the phone, I heard your voice. I didn't hear his voice.
When?
We can replay the tape.
When you called us initially, there was no him. It was almost like an ambush.
Oh, no, he was here.
Yes, but he did not speak. You did.
Well, yeah, because he told me to.
Because what?
He told me to.
Oh, he told. Here we go. All right.
He told you to. Now, as you look at him, I want you to picture him naked.
No,
please. I know it's hideous, but think about this. Think about this. If he's in the shower, is there any chance that he sees his penis?
Nope.
He's that fat.
Yep.
Even if he was
making fat jokes about other people.
Because he's probably jealous. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that's not really fair though, because I make fat jokes about people all the time, so that's okay. That's acceptable. What do you think? Wait, hold on. Hold on a second. What do you? What's that?
I think you look pretty good.
What do you think his agenda is?
I have no idea.
I think he.
Why don't you ask him what is?
He's trick or treating with Joe sometime.
I think he wants to get into your delicate panties, darling. And frankly, I don't think that's going to be a tough road for him to travel.
I don't think so.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I think you are probably looser than Terry Bradshaw's ever played.
No, I'm not really.
I think Chubsy craves attention. And when you guys didn't give it to him, when this call is over, he'll target her. And when she ignores him, he'll kill her.
Well, that's always your dream. You always think there's a happy
ending.
Well,
Rob loves the happy endings.
What's that?
Is that Rob?
No, it's not.
Hey, could you give him a nickname? Just looking at him, could you come up with a nickname for him right now?
Nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't tell him you're coming up with a nickname.
Elephant Boy.
Elephant Boy.
Elephant Boy. Mm-hmm. You know, what was that boat that we heard about on that TV show? Oh, I know. I would name a boat after you. It's Seaward. Seaward.
Oh, so the cruise ship.
So when you're out on the sea, you're always Seaward.
Heading out to sea.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to tell us where you work, but what is the type of work that you guys do?
Oh, landscaping.
Landscape. Okay, so he's a 300-pound landscaper.
Yes.
So do you see his big butt crack a lot?
No.
And you, may I ask the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Whoa. I don't know. Maybe a little Sandra Bullock.
And how come Chubsy is not...
I start here.
How come Chubsy is not out tilling the soil? How come he's not out, planting a bush?
Mowing grass, because he went out early this morning and did it.
It's
aerating time.
Do you think your supervisors, he doesn't own the company, does he?
Nope.
He's an employee. Do you think you guys might want to like to get a plug for the landscaping company?
No. He just wanted to go see your band.
Okay, Mike doesn't have a band.
I haven't had a band for 3 years.
Regular listeners would know that.
Well, I guess we listen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He listens every day.
Now, hold on.
You have it on.
Are you two an item?
No.
Is he married?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. Now, listen, you should have told us that from the very beginning.
He's married.
Right. Of course.
Here's his whole game plan.
Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, taboo. Now, what this means from his standpoint is he can be the big man in front of you that he cannot be in front of his wife. And by big man, I don't mean the fact that he weighs 300 pounds and has mitts. I mean, in front of you, he can be, hey,
right.
Let's tell those DJs off. And then you know what it's going to be. 5 o'clock comes around. It's, you want to go to Applebee's?
I'd like the sampler platter, dear.
He comes home to his wife.
Plans.
She says, don't sit there. Don't use that. Don't do that.
You know, I think it would be, we enjoy talking with you. We really didn't so much enjoy speaking with him.
No.
Do you think you could perhaps just, without him responding, could you pass along some messages to him from us? Is he in the room still?
Yeah, he's standing here.
Is he grinning stupidly?
Yeah.
Okay, could you pass along some things to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell him that he is fat.
You're fat.
And he's got an ugly wife.
And you have an ugly wife.
And if he doesn't have children, they're either ugly or they will reproduce to have ugly children.
Oh, you'll reproduce to have ugly children.
And there's never a way that he will ever get in your sweet, delicious pants.
Yeah, and you'll never be able to do, you know what?
No, say it. Get into your sweet, delicious pants.
Oh, I can't say that.
Yes, you can.
And we will never speak to him on our show again.
They'll never speak to you on their
Tell
show.
Him, tell him that he will never get into your sweet, delicious pants.
He'll never get into my pants.
Your sweet, delicious pants.
Sweet, delicious pants.
That's right. Unlike his wife's stinky pants.
Pardon me?
Say his wife has stinky pants.
Your wife has stinky pants.
And tell him we have an idea for a Christmas gift for him that he can buy himself.
What?
Tell him to tattoo an L through his forehead.
Tattoo tattoo an L to your forehead.
Also tell him that this year he should think about buying the, what's that Buddy Ryan product?
A wand.
The wand.
The wiping wand. Tell him another thing he can buy for himself is a wiping wand.
A wiping wand.
What is it?
Just
what?
Say
doesn't matter.
Another thing you can buy for yourself for Christmas is a wiping wand.
Oh, buy a new one. Wiping wand for Christmas.
Because you smell offensive.
Because you smell of what?
You smell offensive. No, we don't want to hear him.
Tell him
to shut up.
Tell Jim London to just pipe down.
Dude. Tell him to shut up. We'll terminate the call if we hear him at all.
If they hear you, they're going to hang up.
All right, so tell him to buy himself a wiping wand.
Buy yourself a wiping wand for Christmas.
To combat your offensive butt odor.
To combat your offensive butt odor.
And tell him that we'll send him some horny goat weed.
They're going to send you some horny goat weed.
That's some of the stuff, some of the creams they advertise on our show.
Ew.
That allegedly make your body parts bigger.
Oh, that's the cream that makes your body parts bigger. No, they don't need to get bigger.
Oh, no. I mean, you must be talking about his breasts. I'm talking about his genitals.
It makes sure you don't get bigger.
Yes, because right now it's he is in musherius.
Haley Joel Osment or this guy on the telephone.
Haley Joel Osment. Awesome.
That's right.
I don't know how big he is, though, but...
Yeah. Well, it doesn't really matter.
It's a safe bet.
It's a theoretical question.
What is his specialty in landscaping?
He does aerating, and he prepares the grass in the spring.
Sure he does.
Tell him we're laughing.
And he treats it. He treats the soil.
He treats the soil.
Nicholas Cage's 3-week-old son, Kal-El Cage, or your boy, Fatty McGillicuddy.
Who's Cage? Who's that?
Okay, Nicholas Cage, the famous actor.
It's Fatty Arbuckle's wife's name.
Jackie.
Thank you.
Jackie.
Does he keep his job there because he makes fertilizer?
No.
Think about it.
Oh, no.
The mulch dispenser.
Ask him what he had for... We'll let him talk, not to us, but you relay it to us.
What
did he have for lunch today?
He'll lie.
For lunch today. He had pea soup.
Oh. Right. Ask him how many... Ask him over the last week how many times he's gone into the men's room and thought about you at work.
Oh, how many times has he gone into the men's room and thought about me at work? He said about Mike.
He's gotten so much quieter, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He truly has.
Still a wiser.
Ask him if you would also ask him this. Tell him we like him so much. How about if we get his phone number and we call his wife and we put his wife on the air? Because maybe Jackie would like to know what a good time he's having at work with you.
Then to call your wife, how would you like that?
Just,
if you got your phone number.
He's enjoying this.
Just
do you speak for me?
Do you have access to his home number?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
Come on, I'm sure you do. Are you done? What do you do at the landscaping company?
I do bookkeeping and stuff.
You do bookkeeping. Oh, so you're the business manager. I'm sure you have all the employee records.
Profiles.
Just tell him to write down the phone number, and then you give it to Beth. I promise.
Give it to.
Hey, we're not going to do this, but tell him we're going to pay you $10,000 to give us all of his personal information.
They're going to give me $10,000 to give them all of your personal information.
How does he like that?
How do you like that, buddy? He said okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, tell him if it's really okay, tell him seriously. And this one's not a joke. We'll pay him $100 if he gives Beth Ann his wife's phone number off the air. Because I swear to God, none of this would be on the air like his phone number. But we'd love the opportunity to get his wife on the air to let his wife know what a big shot he is.
Well, yeah, I think I'll do it. But do you speak Burmese?
Do I speak it fluently?
You do? Okay, because she's from Burma.
He's married to a python?
No, Burmese.
That's a little joke. Get it? Burmese python?
Yes, I got it.
So what, is she a mail order bride or what?
No.
How much did he pay for her?
How much did you pay for her? What?
Is she big and fat too?
No.
Is she like Polynesian fat?
Oh, he said that they like fat guys in Burma.
Does she look like Oddjob?
From the James Bond movies?
Goldfinger, yeah.
Goldfinger, yeah.
Well,
don't worry. That was just Rob. Don't
ask him. Ask him. Last chance now for us to call and put what's her name, Jackie, on the air. Mm-hmm.
Can Beth Ann call Jackie for $100?
Come on, tell him how many.
Only if that Dan will go out with his friend.
No, tell him.
Hey, it's $100 buys a lot of Kit Kats.
about seven extra value meals.
A lot of pea soup.
Oh, you're going to give him $25 or $100?
$100.
Oh, $100. We'll buy a lot of Kit Kats.
And a lot of wiping wands.
And a lot of copy of Blue Boys.
And a lot of copies of Blue Boy. Ooh.
Hey, ask him when he first discovered he was gay.
When did you discover that you're gay?
Hey, you know, we could pay you $100. Is there anybody else in the office right now?
No.
Okay. Oh, really? So it's just the two of you?
Here's a guessing game. How many pimples do you think he has on his ass?
I can't. I'll get sick.
No, you don't have to look. Just make a guess. And if your guess matches his guess, we'll give you a prize.
And when you give us the guess, I guess that he has blank numbers of pimples on his ass.
How many pimples do you think this guy has on his ass?
He has really clear skin, so I don't think so.
But come on, he's back big there, and fat, and he's got a lot of friction. Does he have the fat guy jeans on? Does he have
Why don't you tell us what he's wearing right now?
He's got shorts on, khaki.
Oh, cute. Oh,
okay, sorry. Come on. Do you think the number of pimples on his ass? Okay, or let's.
Maybe one. I don't know.
No, hold on. How about from
one
his,
big one?
How about from his back to his ass?
No, but you know what? He could use some laser hair removal.
Oh, he's a hairy guy?
Yes.
How big do you think his boobs are?
Does he have any facial hair?
Yeah.
What kind? He's got a little goatee.
Yep.
How big, Batman's beard.
How big do you think his boobs are?
I don't know, because his tummy's kind of big.
Ask him what his cup size is.
What's your cup size? He said D.
Ask him if he can do that thing where, because his unit is so small, where he can tuck it between his legs and act and pretend like he's a girl. Ask him if he can do that.
One.
Ask him.
He said he doesn't have to pretend.
He doesn't have to pretend?
No.
Then if all of this is true, ask him why he was such a big mouth when he was on the air with us.
He's such a big mouth when you were talking to these guys. You call him Mike Fat.
Not Mike Fat.
He's not fat.
Not as fat as you, pal.
He's not as fat as you, pal.
And was it because of nerves?
And he called me a faggot.
I don't think he called, because he really likes you. I don't think he called you that.
No, he called me a, I heard he said Mike's fat and Don's a faggot.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I don't think he did.
That's what I am.
So what's his problem with me, baby?
I don't know. He just wants to see your band.
Well, that's a funny way of showing it. Don't you think?
Your band.
My band that hasn't played for 3 years? Probably more. More like 4 years?
Longer than that.
No way.
But your But your band was named after this guy.
Yes.
Crap.
His head.
Crap head. All right, well, another friend made on the Don and Mike show.
I know. Well, thanks for talking to us.
Always great talking to you.
Have a great day.
And tell him.
Yeah, you look good.
And thank you. Tell him to eat one.
And don't forget the wand.
And Don, you look pretty skinny.
Of course. Of course, darling. Don't worry about me. I'll give you something to eat.
Did you enjoy your visit with us?
Pardon me?
Did you enjoy your visit with us?
I did. It was so fun.
Yeah, well.
I don't think my fat friend did, though.
Yeah, well, screw him. And remember, it's the wiping wand. What you want to do is look for the picture of Buddy Ryan on the box.
Is there a website?
Yes. Go to scatlovers.com.
Okay.
Do you have do you have access to the internet where you are right now?
Yep.
You could do it right now. Do you have a computer in front of you?
Is it Scat Lover or Lover?
Scat Lover, I think.
Go to scatlover.com and tell him that.
That's your buddy's favorite website.
That's his home page.
Okay.
Can you do that right now?
I don't know if I can because they have a thing on my computer.
Like to control it?
Yes.
So that you don't waste time?
Exactly.
That's funny.
Does he have a special round pillow? On the driver's seat of his car?
You have a round pillow on the seat of your driver, or on the seat of your car?
Hey, let's check his fingernails right now. Will you check his fingernails for us right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, just ask to see his fingernails and then tell us what they look like.
They want to see your fingernails.
No,
you do that. We're not speaking to him.
What do you see now?
Oh, they're short.
They're short.
They're clean.
Do you see brown underneath?
No, I see blue under one.
Blue?
Blue, oh.
Like he caught his finger, somebody hit him in the nose? He's got a smashed finger.
Do you have a smashed finger?
Yes. Oh, he's very quiet.
Is it because he caught it in something, or ask him? Is it because he caught it in something, or is it because of the constant picking?
Why is it blue?
say, is it because you caught it in something, or is it the constant picking?
Catch it in something, or did you pick something?
She's running out of gas.
Ask him. Okay. Ask him how many times a day he smells his fingers. Just ask him.
You want to know how many times a day you smell your fingers?
Now silence from him.
That's worked out nicely.
I think it's worked out very well.
As many times as possible, but he's having a candy bar right now.
He's having a candy bar. What kind of candy bar?
What kind of candy bar is that?
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
You can hardly hear him now.
Yeah. Baby Ruth.
He's gone from being way on top of this conversation. Now he's like virtually across the hall.
I picked up the phone.
Tell him that candy bar is not going to make him feel better after this call.
That candy bar is not going to make you feel better after this call.
But the wiping wand will.
The wiping wand will, whatever that is.
Tell him, get the wiping wand. His coworkers are talking.
You know what? He can get it, and then he can take a picture and then email it to you.
That's right.
That would be delightful.
That would be great. Love that.
We'll put that on our website.
Okay.
All right, honey. Well, thank you for the call.
Oh.
And can
he borrow Mike's?
He wants to play again.
Good comeback on his part. Tell him too little, too late.
Too little, too late.
And remind him again that when it's your opinion, that when he's in the shower, he can't see his penis. Tell him that.
This is Mike talking here?
Yeah.
Tell him I enjoyed Jackie last night.
He enjoyed Jackie last night, Mike did.
And tell her this is Dawn. She did everything.
Mm-hmm.
She did everything.
Like a good slut does.
And please tell them also, as she was wiping her mouth, she said, "Oh, this tastes so much better than the stuff my retarded husband gives me." Tell her that as she was wiping her mouth.
Oh, what? Do you want to tell him yourself?
No. You're the mouthpiece.
As she was wiping her mouth.
As she was wiping her mouth.
She said, "Oh, this tastes so much better.
This tastes so much better
than the stuff my retarded husband gives me.
And the stuff my retarded husband gives me.
And tell
him. And yeah, more of it.
And tell him I love Jackie.
He loves Jackie.
Because she's such a dirty girl.
And she's such a dirty girl.
And she's not getting it at home.
Because she's not getting it at home.
And also tell him with Jackie that we had to do the lemon juice test.
Yeah.
With Jackie, they had to do the lemon juice test.
You know how that works? You know, you want to, I'll tell you how it works. You know how it works? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, okay. I'm here.
All right, the lemon juice, you dip your fingers in the lemon juice. Tell him that.
Dip your fingers in the lemon juice?
Then you go down south.
With Jackie.
With Jackie.
To Jackie.
And if she screams, it means she has open sores.
That means she has open sores.
And boy, did she scream. Yeah.
Pardon me? And when she screamed.
And boy, did she scream.
And she screamed.
She screamed.
Yeah. So tell him from Mike. This is from Mike. Tell him, thank you, fat boy.
He said that she screams at Mike.
No. Hold on. No, he's not allowed to talk.
No.
You see, you're not allowed to relay anything from him. We're relaying it to him.
Oh, we're relaying it to you.
Okay, so that's from Mike, fat boy.
That's from Mike.
And tell him, this is Don. I'm going to give him a code name when he wants to call the show.
Oh, Don's going to give you a wacky code name. So
the human skid mark.
Your new name is Skid Mark.
The human skid mark.
All right. Is there a good number that he can call you on?
Yeah. Here you go. It's 555.
Yeah.
1212.
Okay.
Oh, I can't pull anything past you, can I?
Take care. Tell him, take care, Stane.
Take care, Stane.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. You can hang up now.
What?
Hang up now.
Bye.
Oh, Jackie.
No.
That's enough.
Hang
about
up now.
Jackie.
It's over.
That's enough about
okay.
Jackie.
Okay.
Bye. Hang up.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, who says we don't love our listeners?
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, who else? Tell me another show that has that type of open dialogue with the loving listeners.
And she was very, very cooperative.
Yes.
No, she was great.
Mm-hmm. It was wonderful.
Anyway, Michael Hughes, if you could be a little more like that, we wouldn't have any problems now, would we? I'm just trying to tie this whole thing together.
To tie it into a nice little bow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got an issue with us, dude? Come on, be a man.
Right.
Step strong to the microphone.
Yes, and he tried to come back a little bit at the end, but we wouldn't have any.
No, he wouldn't.
That was
the wand.
The wand.
Buddy Ryan Wand.
Mother, I need my wand. Wow.
Well, it's always fun talking to our, you know, yeah. That's a great part about radio.
And you know how I knew he was a
talking
fat guy?
Talking to listeners.
I knew he was a fat guy because when it got real intense for him, that's when he went to the candy bar.
Right. Stress.
That's when you didn't hear him. And then he got his sugar rush from the candy bar and he started to get a little uppity again. Hey, give Mike the wand. Hey, give Mike the wand. Let's go see Mike's band. God, I need another candy bar.
Oh, just another day.
Yeah.
Just another day. Just another incredible whatever this is we're going through.
Makes it interesting.
Right now. Oh, you bet. Love that. We'll, as a matter of fact, let's get this party going.
Yes.
Let's keep this going. You know what? We didn't call George McFly.
We'll no, we did not.
But we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.